Mark Scar on KNW This Week at Waldorf. And I'm proud to welcome in assistant hockey coach with the Waldorf Warriors, Ty Prater. Ty, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And we were talking off the air about getting acclimated with ice hockey, as you've been going already for, 2 months plus.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a little before that, too, with our practice before getting into the games. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things, Ty, is that I know you had the occasion to play Oklahoma.
We did. Yeah. That was our season opener this year, and it was a pretty good experience, pretty neat to get to play one of those big schools and have them come up to us. And we lost 4-0 in the first game, and I thought, we played a pretty good game, but they came out pretty hard. And then the second game was an interesting story, actually. The generator up in Albert Lea broke before the game started. And so they came to us, they said, we can play it, but we're going to make an accelerated game of it. Both teams agreed, wanted to make it worth the trip for Oklahoma still, too, so we didn't want to just cancel the game outright. And then we played a 1-1 game going into the half, and then they actually canceled the game at that.
So really?
It ended up being a no contest, but much better game played for us and kind of an interesting experience.
Tell me about your guys. Tell me about your team.
They're all great. This is my first year here, so they've made it an easy kind of transition into coming here and that, and they're a lot of fun to work with. They make me laugh quite a bit on the ice and in practices and even in games sometimes. They say some pretty funny things, and it's been a blast so far.
Fantastic. We're with Ty Prater. Ty is the assistant hockey coach. As you mentioned, you just arrived in Forest City a few months ago, and you hail from Michigan.
Yep, that's right. So I'm from Lansing, Michigan. So.
Okay. So, and you were telling me it's a little bit more quiet, maybe even the North Iowa.
Depending on where you're at. So Michigan definitely has its busy areas, but where I'm from is pretty similar to around here. So.
And essentially, Waldorf has two coaches, so you told me you do a lot of recruiting.
Yep. So I'm on the road quite a bit, especially the last couple months. I went up to Sudbury, Canada to the Northern Ontario Junior Showcase and watched about 12 teams up there and got to talk to quite a few really good players. And then came back, then went up to Superior, Wisconsin to the SIJHL Showcase and talked to quite a few more players. There's about 8 teams there. And then just a couple weeks ago, I went up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there's a USPHL showcase there that I went and met some more players, and I've got a pretty good list of possible recruits for next year. So,
always a good thing. Now, we were talking off the air, too, about the teams in Mason City, and you said some of the guys that you work with work in similar circles that they work with.
Yeah. Yep. So in Mason City, there's the two different teams. They have the NHL team, and then they have the NA3 team. And actually, we have a few players on our team right now that came from the NA3. So they've been pretty successful with us, and we're looking to have some more of those types of players. And what was it? The NHL is a great league as well. And we were talking off air, and a lot of those guys end up going NCAA D1 and then NCAA D3 as well. So there's a lot of talent there.
Ty and I were also talking on the air. I've been kind of trying to watch some NHL hockey, and the thing is, when you're watching, you have a tendency to want to watch the puck, which isn't always the easiest thing to see. And I remember when they tried to shine the light on the puck there for a couple of years. And you should be watching other things other than just the puck, just like in any other sport. There's a lot of other action that sets it up.
Yeah, there's a lot of play that happens away from the puck. One of the things I tell people that come and ask, like, what do you look for when you're recruiting, is actually what you do away from the puck. Because, like, you can look great with the puck, but when you don't have the puck, if you're not, a guy that's trying to be an option to be open to get a pass or anything like that, or being the guy that's forechecking or pressuring the puck carrier, like, if you're not skilled in those areas too, you're probably, not going to be the most effective. So we definitely pay attention to a lot of that stuff. But
time really, that's okay. As sports go, we tend to say defense wins championships. Would you say that's the same in hockey?
I agree. So everything starts on the defensive side. You can't even have an offense unless you get the puck back on in hockey, at least. So it's important to have that strong defense and pressure them to where you get your opportunities out of that.
And you're getting ready to go on the road.
Yep. We leave tomorrow morning. We head to Northern Illinois for two games this weekend.
What can you tell me about them?
They're a pretty good club. Should be a pretty good game. I think right now they are last in our conference and we're second to last. So it should be a pretty good game, and I'm hoping to come away with a couple wins this weekend.
I see you're back home at the beginning of December, the 2nd and 3rd. You're going to be hosting Dakota College. And then January 6th and 7th, hosting University of Mary.
Yep. We come back in December. We've got a couple home games before the guys will go home for Christmas. And Dakota College is usually a really good program. And it's actually a Division II program. With us being a Division I program, they're a two-year school. So we actually use that as a recruiting tool as well. And this year we actually have two players on the team that played there last year. And so it's a pretty good relationship with their coach and their program.
Ty, if people want to keep up on the Waldorf ice hockey situation, how can they best do that?
We have social media, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of them are uploaded after each period with the scores and who scored and kind of some different highlights and different things like that. So that's probably the best way to keep in touch. And also the school itself provides a live stream of all the games. Usually that's the link is on our schedule on the school website, and you can watch the games live as well.
Waldorf.edu. Ty, thank you. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Ford City.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Go Warriors. All right. Ty Prater is the assistant hockey coach for Waldorf University. This is This Week at Waldorf on KIOW.